November 14, Oswald Chambers, My Utmost for His Highest. Discovering Divine Designs. I being in the way, the Lord led me, Genesis 24:27. We have to be so one with God that we do not continually need to ask for guidance. Sanctification means that we are made the children of God, and the natural life of a child is obedience, until he wishes to be disobedient. Then instantly there is the intuitive jar. In the spiritual domain, the intuitive jar is the monition of the Spirit of God. When he gives you the check, we have to stop at once and be renewed in the spirit of our mind in order to make out what God's will is. If we are born again of the Spirit of God, it is the abortion of piety to ask God to guide us here and there. Lord, the Lord led me, and on looking back, we see the presence of an amazing design, which, if we are born of God, we will credit to God. We can all see God in exceptional things, but it requires the culture of spiritual discipline to see God in every detail, in the mundane things in life. Never allow that the haphazard is anything less than God's appointed order, and be ready to discover the divine designs anywhere. Beware of making a fetish of consistency to your convictions instead of being devoted to God. I shall never do that. In all probability, you will have to if you are a saint. There never was a more inconsistent being on this earth than our Lord, but he was never inconsistent with his Father. The one consistency of the saint is not to a principle, but to the divine life. It is the divine life which continually makes more and more discoveries about the divine mind. It is easier to be a fanatic than a faithful soul, because there is something amazingly humbling, particularly to our religious conceit, in being loyal to God. That's the end of Oswald's text. To really be in tune with the Father and consistent with his love and affection for us, there will be a consistency relative to an obedience to his leading rather than to our patterns of devotedness to our religious order. When we are free to do exactly what God tells us to do whenever he tells us, we will be often acting in ways contradictory to common sense and or responsible living. God calls us to an absolute obedience that has to be of a higher order and a higher priority for us than any other thing on the planet, including our deep, what we think is a deep spiritual walk. Many Christians who have been extremely devoted to their convictions and extremely intent on teaching them to others have missed the entire point and are not in any way acting consistently with God's desire for them. If Abraham had stuck to his convictions when he started to bring down the knife to kill his son at Mount Moriah, he would have fanatically killed his son, claiming that the ram in the thicket was a ploy from Satan. We will know when the Holy Spirit of God is checking. We will also know when the Holy Spirit of God is leading. When he leads, we should move with his leading at all